What we know by research is that in most cases, the students who start at the two-year college, the community college, and then transfer to the four-year college actually do as well or better than the students who start at the four-year college in the beginning. So we're preparing them to go on and do those last 2 years at the senior college.
I understand in addition to that transfer from a two-year school to a four-year school, the transition from high school to a two-year school is also important to you. You know, why push for community colleges to work more closely with high schools?
What we know is that if students finish high school and they don't go on to college or some sort of post-secondary education, they're going to struggle to make a living. So I say sometimes they get lost. They get lost maybe for a period of time, or they get lost forever, and they're always going to struggle. So if we can get them to transition right out of high school to us, they don't get lost, and we can help them be successful and to be successful sooner. And the sooner we can have that, the better off the economy is going to be, because they're going to be making a wage and they're going to be paying taxes.
Well, with regard to the economy, you've said that the two-year college system can be the answer to Alabama's economic hardship. How so?
I believe that everything we do is workforce development. And it's because we are putting qualified graduates out there that can go into these jobs where there's a need, and they make good wages and they pay taxes. And so that's how you turn the economy, is by having people gainfully employed.
As I'm sure you know, Alabama's cut funding to higher education the last 2 years, and many legislators feel that this year isn't looking too good financially either. How do you face that situation?
You know, it's difficult. It's really difficult for our colleges as they continue to have cuts in their budget at the same time they are having increased enrollment. And you say, well, okay, you just got a tuition increase. That's true, but think about what it costs to get those students into a program. And some of our programs are very costly. We've done well in doing more with less, but at some point the rubber meets the road and you just can't. So we'll have to take it and decide what we need to do as it comes.
Well, I know we're still talking in the abstract and there aren't specific numbers, but do you look to more tuition increases? Do you look to larger class sizes, cutting programs? Where do you look?
Well, we are on tap to have another tuition increase and then an annual increase, because it had been 5 years since we'd had one. And that's a long time to go without an increase in tuition, because your costs are not going down. Certainly, you'd have to look. Are there programs where the enrollment is low, and is it still a viable program? You'd have to look at that. You never want to take your instructional staff out, because they're the ones that are going to deliver. However, you can only cut so much in the staff side, because if you don't fill positions, you have fewer people, it's a particular burden on everyone. There's a limit to how many students that we want to have in a classroom to really give the kind of attention to each individual student.
Well, Alabama's two-year college system has been embroiled in a corruption scandal for several years, and prosecutors are still working through cases. Now, you're the sixth person to lead the two-year college system since 2006. Were there reservations about stepping into a position that had such frequent turnover?
I did a lot of research before I came, and I believe that the worst is over. And in fact, I made the statement after my last interview that I was looking through the windshield and not the rearview mirror. We have to put that behind us and go forward.
You said you did your research. Did it give you pause?
Obviously, there might have been a night or two that I was wondering, what am I stepping into by even interviewing? I'm not afraid of a challenge. In fact, I like challenges. And so, no, I wasn't afraid. I knew that it was not going to be easy, and I don't think it will be easy. But taking the easy path is not always the best way to go. So if it's a little difficult, whatever we do in the next few years is going to make it easier for the next person when they step in, and they'll find challenges, too, and they'll make it bigger and better. So I'm okay with what I've stepped into.
Well, in light of the corruption scandal, how would you assess the image of Alabama's two-year college system?
There's been an awfully lot of press about the scandal. But as I've visited different communities, the communities love their colleges. And you have to remember that not everyone was involved in the scandal. So there are those out there that have just been doing a great job day in, day out, and they'll continue to do that. And we need to really hold them up and praise them for what they're doing. The ones that were involved in scandal, we're cleaning up and we're moving on.